We've seen many markets around the world where, kind of like the United States, even though the way people consume their food and the way they, instead of going to a restaurant, they may be cooking more of it at home, all that sort of thing, the amount of food that they're consuming, and therefore the amount of kind of raw material that we're supplying to these various industries, if anything, it's gone up. And in addition, we've had the China situation, the phase one agreement we were still talking about last year, and we said we wondered what it was going to mean. But to get China back as a good buyer of U.S. soy really has been a catalyst.